Good morning, brethren. I'm certainly happy and rejoiced to be here again this morning and to see your happy faces, a sign that the Lord's Spirit is in us and we have come to rejoice together in the Lord. Yes. This morning, if you may turn with me to the last chapter of the first letter of Paul to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20 and 21. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20 and 21. The Apostle Paul is writing to the young minister who had come up under his instructions in the ministry, and he is concluding this chapter, this first letter, with a very strong message to Timothy. Somehow we may see it as a message that is so intimidating, because he says, verse 20, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. I ask for your prayers as I stand, so that the Lord may help me to put his words straight. They're not my words, I'm just like a pipe, so that all of us can benefit and be edified when we get out of here and have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, the Apostle Paul winds up this chapter with a message that you can hear the depth of seriousness that the Apostle Paul has to this young minister, Timothy. You can hear the seriousness that the Apostle Paul has. You can hear the desire that the Apostle Paul has in his heart to this young man who has come up under his instructions in the ministry. And we know that this is not Paul's ministry. This is the gospel ministry, that a gospel minister is called of God. So the Apostle Paul, as much as all of us who are ministers here today, we have come under instructions of our fathers in the ministry. So had our fathers went astray or compromised with the faith that they have been given down by their fathers in the ministry, I'm sure today we would have not found a pure and preserved word of God. So here the Apostle Paul is instructing young Timothy, telling him to keep that which is committed to thy trust. The church had entrusted Timothy to keep the faith, not to stray away from it, not to compromise, not to change it, but to keep it. And as much as the Apostle Paul is telling these words of encouragement to young Timothy, he is also telling us today to keep that which has been entrusted unto us. For the word of God is pure and is preserved forever, from generation to generation. God never forgot anything that we think that we should add unto. Sadly, in the world today, many of God's people thought that God never knew that there could become a time like this, which is a digital era, that we could include the music, instruments, and whatever that he never that he was silent in the Bible, that we should add unto so that we can please him. It is so sad. We have to keep the word that has been given unto us from our fathers, forefathers up to this generation. So the Apostle Paul, as much as he is telling young Timothy, and we know that this is the ministry of God, not Paul's ministry. And the Apostle Paul, in chapter 3, verse 1, the Apostle Paul, that if any man desired an office, the office of a bishop, he desired a good work. So we know this is the work of God. If I was to go look for a job, maybe in somebody's farm or a company or a school, then I have to work for the school. And if I have to work for the school, then I have to adhere to the rules and the regulations of the school. And I have to be answerable. And I have to be accountable to the school. So here, the Apostle Paul, Timothy, and all of us are accountable to God, for this is the work of God. And if we have a desire or a motive that we have to go work for God for personal gains, then our ministry is doomed to fail. Amen. We need to depend upon the Lord and listen and follow his commandments. If he called us into the ministry, we have faith that he provides what we need that entails the ministry. As much as you work for a school, you work for a company, the company takes care of the needs that you need in order to work perfectly in that company. So in the ministry of God, God provides for his people. And his Holy Spirit leads us on what to do. So the Apostle Paul was talking to a young minister who was prone to intimidation because he was young in the ministry. As we can see in his second letter, chapter 1, verse 8, the apostle telling young Timothy not to be ashamed. He tells him, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God." And then he goes on to say, "Who hath saved us and called us with his calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." So the Apostle Paul is encouraging this young man not to be ashamed of the gospel. We know that during that time, they lived in a culture where Christianity was very hostile. If you could preach the word of God, you could be killed or you could be jailed. We know the Apostle Paul and Silas were jailed because they were preaching the gospel at Philippi. The Apostle Peter, they were jailed because they were preaching the gospel. At one time, the Apostle Paul was stoned and they thought that he had died, but God saved him. But he never retreated from going forth to continue preaching the gospel. Amen. And remember, the Apostle Paul is a man who was against all these things, the things of the Spirit of God. But he has gone forth. The Lord has prepared him. He has given him the power, but not the power of fear, right, so that he can go forth and prepare the gospel, having a faith that if he dies in preaching the gospel, there is life after death. For Jesus died and rose again. And he's encouraging us today that we should never be ashamed of the gospel or the ministers who preach the gospel. We should be ready to give an answer of what hope is in us. For we know that this life is just but short, and there is life after this life. So we have a hope after this life. Amen. And whenever we lose our loved ones, we should not mourn like those people who have no hope. For Jesus says that, the Bible says, if Jesus died and never rose again, then our preaching is in vain. Our faith is in vain. But there is a hope, there is a life after this life. Amen. And a better life. Right. So the Apostle Paul, as much as he's encouraging the Apostle Paul, the young Timothy, he is also encouraging us that we should be bold to speak what is the faith that is in us about the testimonies of our Lord Jesus Christ. And where is the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ? It is found in this precious book.
Amen.
Because all the scriptures, the Bible says that in the scriptures, it has a testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ. It talks about everything that we need to know about the kingdom of heaven.
Right.
It has all the answers we ask ourselves in this world. If we need to know anything that disturbs our lives, the answers are here.
Amen.
For God has provided everything that we need where we are here on earth. So the Apostle Paul is telling young Timothy to keep whatever that has been entrusted, the faith that has been given unto him, the gospel, and this precious book, to keep it. And we need also to keep it. As much as he's encouraging young Timothy, he's also encouraging us today that we should not stray from the truth. We should keep it so that the generation that has to come before the Lord comes can find the preserved, pure, and the true word of God. And then he goes on to say, avoiding profane and vain babblings. We know that the word Babel came or comes from the term when they were building the Tower of Babel. So men had come so corrupt and they wanted to build a tower that goes to heaven. Maybe, I don't know whether they wanted to go and see what God is doing up there. But God saw them and he came down, confused them, and then that was the end of it. So they got confused. They were speaking one language. So when one mason could ask for maybe a brick, he could be given something different. When when maybe they want some water, then he's given a different material. And by the end of it, all of them got confused. And then that was the end of Babel. So a vain babbling is a talk that has no meaning. So the Lord, the Apostle Paul, is encouraging young Timothy. He's also encouraging us today that we should avoid profane babblings, which have no sense in the spirit or in the world, in the spiritual world. And then he goes on to say, and oppositions of science falsely so called. We have a true science that confirms the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we have a false science that does not confirm the teachings or opposes God's teachings. In schools, we were taught, I don't know whether it is part of your syllabus here, in geography or history, that this world evolved. It came up out of an explosion, a big bang theory, and then it came to exist. And if you cannot stick unto the Bible and know that, the Bible says, in the beginning,
Amen.
God created the heaven and the earth.
Amen.
And that is the key. Whatever exists, it was created by God.
Amen.
It never came from anywhere.
Right.
So we have a false science that opposes the teachings of God.
Right.
We have a false teaching that says that man evolved from, I don't know what creature, millions and millions of years ago, from an ape to a frog, I don't know to which one. And then the question arises, what happened that from where we are not changing to a different creature? Have you ever asked a question like that? They go teach in schools trying to fool our kids that there is no God.
Right.
And the Bible says there is a God in heaven who created the heaven and the earth, who created man in his own image.
Amen.
And man never evolved from anything else.
Right.
So we need to keep that what the the Bible or what the Lord has given us, the truth, so that we cannot stray from it, we cannot compromise, or we cannot add unto or take away. And when the Bible is silent about something, we don't have to worry about it. God takes care of it. Like musical instruments, I've got many questions back home whenever we go to do Bible studies. And then they refer you to back to the Old Testament about what David did. Then you could ask yourself, if David killed, so should we kill too? Because if he used musical instruments, he also killed and took Uriah's wife. So should we do the same thing? David had multiple wives. Should we do that? So those are the old, in the Old Testament, the things were under the law service. And Jesus came to fulfill the law. And he has given us a setup, teachings, which are laid on a strong foundation, where he is the pillar. And then we have to follow his teachings and keep them so that we cannot stray away from it, we cannot add unto it, and the generation to come can find a pure and a preserved word of God in which they can rejoice in and glorify the Lord who gave this word.
Amen.
So brothers and sisters, don't want to take much time. I want to leave a word with you that as much as the Apostle Paul is encouraging young Timothy, let's also feel encouraged and be warned that we should keep the faith that has been given unto us as saints. And when we are gone, the generation that has to come will find a pure, preserved word of God that they should rejoice in. May God bless you for your good attention.